Frank Panisi is on the line. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Hey, great to be on, Dwayne.
Disappointing weekend, to put it in a nutshell.
You're very disappointing. Full credit to Penrith. We knew we were playing the reigning premiers and who were in great form, and they proved it on the night. They played the conditions far better than we did, and they played extremely well and deserved their victory. So we're disappointed with the result, but probably more disappointed with the way we played.
So how do you rectify that in the short term, Frank?
Well, we're not going to unfortunately get too many players back. We've got a few injuries, so we've got to work with what we've got. And we still think we've still got a very good side without the key players that we're missing. I think we defended really well, but we put ourselves in poor situation through our poor kicking game and a lot of handling errors. So I think they're the two areas we're going to work on the most this week, is improving, completing our sets and getting our kicks right.
So how much does your coaching department dissect this game for next time? Because there will be a next time.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, no, definitely a lot, Dwayne. But both for the short term, in terms of playing the North Queensland Cowboys on Saturday night up in Townsville, we've got to work on, the team won't be too dissimilar to what we had last Saturday. So it's not like we can bring in players in at this stage. So we've got to improve the areas that we were poor, because the opposition are going to look at the areas we were poor and they'll try to highlight those. But obviously with Penrith, it's we don't play them again until August, so we'll just put a couple of things on the back burner and just keep them in storage until we play them in, I think it's mid-August, I should say.
And where are you with the whole we got a wake-up call, you were on a winning run, a chance to reset, not get too ahead of yourselves kind of theory?
Oh, there's probably a little bit of that, Dwayne. I think we had a couple, three or four quite easy games where we won by big margins, and I think sometimes they can also put you in a full sense of security. So we basically went from playing games where we're winning easily to playing a team that was just relentless and ruthless the way they played the other night. And as I said before, they played the wet conditions so well. They taught us a bit there. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's no doubt about it. You know, with those big scores, you probably think you're going better than you really are. So in some ways, it was a bit of a wake-up call, but we certainly could have done without it, put it that way.
And the big story of the week's been Craig Bellamy confirming he will coach next year. So just explain this to me and to everybody again. He signed a long-term deal to stay with the club, so he's not leaving the Melbourne Storm, but he decides how many of the years that he's signed for that he will actually coach. Is that the way it works?
That's correct, Dwayne. Yeah, starting this year, he signed a 5-year deal to remain with the club in some capacity. Obviously, the head coach is the role that he had this year, and he's committed to another year of being a head coach. And it's a year-to-year proposition in terms of being the head coach. If he decides that he doesn't want to be a head coach, he will go into a role similar to like a coaching director. But we're really happy that he's, more than happy, we're elated that he's going to continue again next year. I have to be honest, it wasn't a great surprise. He's really enjoying his coaching. His coaching is good as I've seen him in the last 15 years. And there was, unless he had a personal reason to stop Ked being head coach, I saw no reason whatsoever that he should. So great news for the club. The players are very excited when they heard the news yesterday, and so were the staff. So again, we can look forward to Craig being head coach for at least the next 18 months, and who knows after that.
And is this about the time every year he'll have to make that call, Frank? You have to do it almost with half of the year left to let the players know that you're sticking around or that you're not, and two, let the club start to go through the process of finding someone if they do need to get a coach?
Yeah, look, it's actually by the contract, it should have been the 1st of March that he's got to let the club know every season. But I just think speaks volumes of the relationship between Craig and the club, and the respect that the club has for Craig, that he needed a little bit extra, and whilst we're always confident he was going to continue, there was always a risk that he might not have, which would have shortened that delay. But I just think he's been 20 years as a coach, and I think he's earned that respect if he wanted a little bit extra, to give him that bit of extra time. But knowing Craig and how much he cares for this football club, he's never going to leave the club in any desperate area in terms of, have not much time to find a coach. So, yeah, there's a stipulation in the contract, but I do think Craig's genuine care for the organisation will you know, we'll always, you'll always keep that in mind.
And the wash up from Magic Round as an event, how successful did you see it?
It's a great weekend. I mean, it was spoiled by the weather. It was horrendous conditions, especially for the first 2 days, the Friday night and Saturday night. Then we played it, improved on the Sunday. But, you know, they got full houses for all 3 days, so it didn't stop the crowds. But it probably affected the quality of football. But they were still, given the conditions, I must say, that they were good games, considering. It's a great event. It's here to stay. You know, obviously now the decision is going to be, does it continue in Brisbane or they move it around the country? So, you know, I'd probably like to see it continue in Brisbane a little bit longer, but then down the track, I think it'd be great to see it shared around the country.
So will the Storm lobby to have it in Melbourne then? Is that something that could be on the agenda in the near future?
Oh, I mean, who knows? In the near future, absolutely. As I said, I think Brisbane deserves at least a couple more seasons. They came up with the idea, so I think they should be rewarded for that. But like anything else, after a while, something probably needs a bit of a change and a change up of venue. And if that comes in the next few years and it becomes available, I would love to see Melbourne put their hand up. But in the interim, I think you should stay in Brisbane.
All at Amy Park, would they be? Or would there be other places you could take it? I mean, could the MCG be used?
Yeah, they'd have to take somewhere bigger. I mean, as I said, it was in a Suncorp, 3 days of 50,000 people, both all sell out. So it's obviously now got to that stage. So that would be the only issue. So trying to find a weekend in the middle of winter in Melbourne, either the MCG or Marvel might be a difficult ask, Dwayne. So, and I just probably think it's a bit too big for Amy Park. As much as we love Amy Park, it probably needs a bigger venue. So that probably might be a difficult one for Melbourne to win, I think.
Yeah, that would be an interesting ask of the AFL. Hey, can we have your ground for some NRL games this coming weekend in the middle of your footy season? Great to have you, Frank. I know you'll bounce back. Always good to talk to you, and I look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, joining us on Dwayne's World for the Kogan Money Credit Card, packed full of value.